Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 18. It is a Tuesday, September 6, 2016. I am Nard.
And this is Saint Ray.
Saint Ray, because he's now canonized to be the next saint, right after Mother Teresa.
That's right.
That's right.
Because I didn't go to Southern Accent and make a big slut of myself, like some people.
Right.
And if you don't believe me, there's a video on Gay Geek Bizarre. Go look at it.
It's a GIF, actually. I don't know if anyone, I don't know if the guys there, our friends there, would appreciate that, but it's okay. Let's see if they react to it and see what happens. But anyway, so yeah, welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show. And it's our show that we talk about gay news, gay topics, geek news, and bizarre shit that we sometimes come across. So before we go
and
to
we
the
talk
news,
about we should more talk stuff than news. So
really,
human interest pieces, and other stuff.
Okay, but before we do that, let's talk about last weekend, Ray. Ray, what happened to you last weekend?
I stood here and prayed all weekend for you and all the other lost souls.
That's
at
right.
Austin Chill, and Southern Decadence.
That's right. It was Southern Decadence, and we had fun in New Orleans. I'm sorry you didn't go. Why didn't? Yeah, you were busy here. In
I was busy.
Houston.
I got sick, and then things happened, and I just didn't go. So
yeah, it was
God spoke to me and said I need to stay here and pray
and
for
pray,
you heathens.
Pray on your knees. It was a lot of fun. Lots of Houston people. Did you notice when you went to the bar last weekend? Nobody was at the bars.
There was nobody there. Nobody that I knew at all.
Because everybody,
I mean, there were like twinks at the Ripcord that usually probably wouldn't be there.
Oh, really? Yeah, because there's so many things that are happening not in Houston, like Southern Decadence, New Orleans.
Austin Chill.
Austin Chill.
And there was something going on in San Diego, because there's a bunch of people that went to San Diego that I know, too. So I don't know what the hell was up with that.
I thought it was Comic-Con. Oh, it's not?
No, Comic-Con's in July.
It's in July? Must be another kind of con.
No. There was no con. There's just a bunch of people there.
Well, that's San Diego, but in Texas, everybody avoided Houston last weekend. People were either in New Orleans or they're in Austin for Splash or the Bear one, which is the Austin Chill one.
Austin Chill,
And then Southern Decadence. We were there, and Wayne Canyon were with us, and it was a lot
shame.
Of fun.
Shame.
We ate a lot of food. We had a lot of. I gained about 4 pounds just eating there.
Ass.
Eating ass there. I gained four pounds. It's that bad. And I met a new friend, new friends, people. So shout out Hugh and who else? Steve and Keith. They're guys there from Houston who also went there. So it was a lot of fun. I got to hang out with people from Houston, who I don't usually hang out with, and I can hang out with them.
Well, that's the thing. Usually, when you go to events like that, you're with the same people you're with in your hometown, so it's kind of So you have to go like way out of the way not to have everybody from if it's close by, not to have everybody from your hometown there.
Yeah. Oh, we did tea, by the way. Speaking of hanging out,
high tea at
Sucre. We did the high tea at Sucre.
High tea at Sucre is awesome.
Gayest place
ever. If you're ever in New Orleans, go to Sucre. It is awesome, and have high tea.
Mm-hmm.
You get tea, you get sandwiches, you get cakes, you get delicacies like you've never had before.
I don't know. The pastries are really good. They're very expensive. But I was thinking about it. I don't know if I'll do it again next year. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe if I bring Mike along. Yeah, Mike was all sick the whole weekend. So we weren't able to. He wasn't able to get out. So I was all alone. Oh, I should tell you, Ray.
What?
The power of the tutu. Remember last year you were rescued by a guy with the...
Yes, my
big fat bear.
My Southern Decadence boyfriend at the time.
Yes, that's right. He rescued Ray from some gay bashing. I don't know, what was he gay bashing?
It was some drunk, crazy white dude.
Yeah.
That's a lot of them out there. I mean,
yeah.
It could have been Trump. I don't know. I didn't really see them.
So he was, pissing off Ray, and then the guy in the tutu, our friend Robert, rescued him. This weekend, we terrorized the straight people in Bourbon Street. So we were walking around. I was following them around, him and Chuck. So Robert, it's a big bear, taller than you, Ray, and a whole lot hairier than you, wearing just sneakers and a tutu. That's it. Shirtless and everything. So we were walking around terror. It was funny because looking at the girls, being surprised, getting surprised, seeing a big fat bear walking around in a tutu, and they went, "Hey, I want to have a picture with you." Yeah, so
like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Without the tutu.
There was a tutu then. Actually, that was the night then when he was wearing a tutu. Yeah, so we were watching a video. So we went around. So you would be surprised, Ray, how many dick you can touch if you're just walking around Bourbon Street just wearing a tutu. And that's what happened to Robert. He was happy to accommodate. He is touched. He has had so much.
Did you remove the Sam Caddy post I posted?
No. So he no not hold on. So he no I didn't see that. So he has he had so much action both with men and women. I've never seen him touch so many boobs in one night, and you know, guys' butts. He was able to slap somebody's guy's butt too. So it was an interesting evening. Ray, you missed something.
I missed nothing.
You missed nothing.
Missed nothing.
Okay, what were you talking about, Ray? Okay, what?
There's a video from Sam Caddy, who's a bear that posts stuff on Facebook all the time, and I shared it on the Facebook post right before I shared this one, the one of you and the boys, and you being raped.
Me being raped.
And it's gone. So I don't know if Facebook removed it, or he removed it, or who removed it.
But. Oh, I don't know.
But it was him at Southern Decadence, and he was standing there talking to people, and he's standing right next to a guy that was fucking another guy.
Oh.
So.
Okay. I didn't see that.
And I wonder where Nard is in this picture.
Well.
And it wasn't the guy, it wasn't the bottom because.
I wasn't there yet, probably.
You don't have that much facial hair.
Anyway, so.
Oh, you were there.
No. Was I there already? I doubt it. Anyway, so it's just an interesting weekend. It's a yearly thing I've been doing, Sudden Decadence, since 2002, I guess. Yeah, 2002.
It's okay. I just, you know, every year it just kind of gets a little old.
Yeah. You know, we really don't hang out after the parade. There's usually a parade on that Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, at the Golden Lantern on Royal Street. And people just go around. Yes, the usual is... Every Saturday, you just hang around, go to the bars, get drunk, dance in front of Lafitte's. Or, right now, lately, they've been doing it at the Blacksmith one, Lafitte's Blacksmith. It used to be a, you know, very straight bar. Uh-huh. But now, so many gay people just go there and have their drink, and people are dancing there.
That's
gay
because
clientele
of purple drank.
Because of the purple drank. Yeah, that's right. You guys have to try it out. It's on St. Philip and Bourbon Street, that corner there. It's called Lafitte's Blacksmith. So yeah, we had a lot of friends. We met a lot of friends there. So, and then that's the usual. You Sunday you just go around there and drink. I was bad on Friday night because I went home at 4 a.m. just, you know, drinking with friends.
I heard about you and Clint and upstairs at the Phoenix and the pool table at Crisco.
No, that's right. No. I don't think I'm his type. But yeah, I didn't get to see Clint Taylor there at all because it was, it was just the battery.
Okay.
I have 20%. No, I didn't go up because it's just really, really crazy just to go inside. When you go to the Phoenix and Southern Decadence, you really don't go up anymore because it's really, really crowded. You might as well just stay outside because it's a block party. Mm-hmm. So the drinks are out. Your friends are outside. Might as well. It's cooler even.
That's where the guy was getting screwed in the middle of the street with the block party.
I don't doubt that at all, I'm sure. But I'm quite sure it was not me.
Mm.
I went home with an
intact hand. Well, I knew it wasn't you too because he had a beard.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So
all I know is I went home with an intact asshole. Okay, let's go to our stories, Ray.
All right.
Let me read this.
All right, you do the first one.
Okay. So it's our gay story, since this is the show talking about gay, geek, bizarre stories. Paranormal reality series aims to assist gay ghosts in coming out of the closet. A gaggle of LGBTQ paranormal investigators from Columbus, Ohio, have joined together for Queer Ghost Hunters. Really? It's a new reality web series with a simple mission to locate gay ghosts and assist them in coming out in the afterlife. Good luck with that. No, this is not a joke. Okay, it's not a joke. So this is a totally 100% serious. Yeah, they are serious. the show, that's what they mean, that it's really serious. So the existence of gay ghosts, on the other hand, cannot be confirmed or denied. Equipped with rainbow flags and lavender cams, the investigators poke around old insane asylums, abandoned bathhouses, empty prisons, well-appointed mansions, and other creepy places where one might expect to cross a homosexual spirit.
No Catholic churches?
No, probably not. No, they're not. Yeah, you're right, I guess. No one's ever tried to look for these people before. One of the investigators says they were just lost until now. They're going to get found by these gay ghost hunters. So it's interesting. It's on Queerty.
Yep, and there's a link that y'all can go look at the video, promo video for it.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. So what do you think of this? Is this going to fly, Ray? You don't watch reality TV shows much.
No. I didn't watch Ghost Hunters and stuff because that shit usually freaks me out. So.
Okay. So how about other? So the only ones that you do watch are Project Runway and
RuPaul's Drag Race. But we can't watch it now because we don't have logo on your TV.
Unless we get Sling TV.
Well, by that time, it'll be over with. It's already halfway through the season.
Oh, Sling TV. You can watch offline stuff. So. Mm-hmm. So. Anyway, so how about this one? Is this going to fly, Ray? I don't know. It's very gimmicky. Is this logo? Who's getting this out?
I don't know. You got to go look at the video and figure it all out. So that's all they reported on it. So
it's weird. Anyway, so I don't know. Reality TV shows may be interesting. Maybe I should check out at least the first episode. Maybe. I'm sure there's going to be lots of.
Maybe they'll contact the ghost of Judy Garland.
Maybe. They would go to her.
Or maybe
they'd
go to New Orleans and go to Jane Mansfield's site where she died and see if they can contact her. So she's still wandering the swamps.
Okay. So, yeah, what do you guys think? Is it going to be a fly? Are you guys going to watch this? Is it going to be interesting for you all? Let us know. Okay, Ray, what's the next one?
Okay. The next one is a human interest piece for gays. Gay sex in the woods. Here's why I'm sold on it. And this was an article, and I cut a lot of the article down, but I wanted to read some of it so you could get the idea of what this guy was going through. Last week, I found myself having sex in the woods with different guys in Shagatuck, Michigan. Or Shagatall. Is that how you say it?
Shagatuck,
Michigan. It was one of the most exhilarating experiences of my life.
Saugatuck.
Here's why. When you allow yourself to let your guard down, you'll find that you have a more powerful experience. That may sound true, but it's also true. I'm 38 years old and live in Des Moines, Iowa. For years, I've confined myself to hooking with random guys at the usual places, like my apartment or at their condo. Sure, occasionally there would be a bit of random play at the gym, but it's always the same people. Can you say boring? That's why I jumped on the chance to get out of this town when my buddy asked if I wanted to go camping. A place I'd heard about for years. Anyway, we got to chatting, and my friend dared me to sit on a reclining chair and let whatever happened happen. And I was like, what the fuck? But because I'd never been one to back down from a challenge, that's exactly what I did. Now, mind you, this was in the middle of the day with the sun shining bright. Well, it wasn't long before some guy came by and started touching me. It was an older man, maybe in his 50s, who I think qualified as a wolfish dad. Not exactly hot, but he wasn't ugly. Anyway, he pulled down my blue shorts and began servicing my sword. At first, I was a bit nervous because, hey, we were all out in the woods and there were other people around, but I just closed my eyes and let the wolf do his thing. The truth is, I really got into it. And no less than 5 minutes, I released super hard and then came to Tony chillaxed. You know how your body gets all warm and fuzzy after squirting? Well, that was me. A minute or two later, I opened my eyes and was shocked to see that a crowd of guys had gathered. They'd formed a pleasure circle, which I found strangely hot. So back to why I'm sold on this whole woods thing. Over the next few days, I continued on my path of self-discovery. I found myself taking up with guys under the moonlight, on top of rocks, and against birch bark trees. It was totally exhilarating. What I've learned about myself is that this part of me likes being uninhibited, and the other part of me enjoys being watched. And the whole excitement of danger just adds to the mix. Here's the best part. I allowed myself to play with a bunch of different types, like bears. Everybody should play with bears, who normally aren't my thing, and several silver daddies. What I found out was that these guys were naturals when it comes to the whole woods things. I don't know if it was because some were older and had done it before, for being outdoors, channel the inner animal, but I'll say this, guys, I got my living daylights topped out. So there you have it. I'm telling you right now that you haven't lived until you've had sex in the woods. Don't forget to bring protection. I'm not talking only condoms. Get a can of insect repellent. After all, there is Zika.
Okay.
So, have you ever had sex in the woods, Maynard?
Good question. No. And I wish I could. And I have I? I've done it on a rooftop, but not really outdoors. And I've always wondered about that.
I've done it at a state park.
Okay.
I mean, this guy I met, like, when I first came out, went hiking in the state park. And we got on this trail that kind of led into the middle of nowhere. And it was a slow day at the park, and we didn't hear anybody, and we just went at it. And it was pretty fucking awesome.
Who started it? You started it.
Well, I mean, we kind of went out there, and we got joking around and got horse playing, and next thing you know, we were fucking. So okay. It was pretty good.
Wait. I have a question about that. So when you did that, you didn't know about each other being gay?
Oh, no, yeah, we knew.
You were gay. Hey, let's hang out. Let's go out.
It was somebody I was kind of seeing, so it was something.
Oh, you were seeing him already. Yeah, it's not like someone.
And the reason this article came up is because there is a all-male clothing optional campground here close to us.
That's right.
That I think we should go check out.
Oh, maybe this weekend?
I don't know about this weekend. It's got to cool down just a little bit more for me to want to go camping. So, but I think it's something. And what do y'all think about this? I mean, I know there are campgrounds where you go out, and I've heard the stories that some of them where there's the Crisco picnic table that's out in the woods where the owners of the campground just go put a can of Crisco out there for people, and it's usually gone by morning. But and I don't think it's the bears eating it either.
But, you know, in these day and age, would you do this, though? You know, we are in our early 30s. Right, Ray? Right?
I'm not a day over 29, thank you.
Would you do this in this day and age?
Here's the deal. I'm very uptight when it comes to sex anymore. I've really got myself in this box, and I've been trying to figure out how to get out of it. Listen, this guy thinks that, you know, you just got to let yourself go. Because I get real paranoid and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I would be, too.
And my biggest thing is I don't really do random hookup sex. I mean, it's happened, but that's just not my thing. I mean, like, the guy just randomly hooking up and fucking people at Southern Decadence. Another friend of ours posting was talking about his ass was on fire because he'd had two dicks already that day, and he was just wore out already. He didn't think he could take anymore. And
come to find out, he could still take it.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
I never saw a follow-up to that post. But anyway, I mean, it's like I've never been that person that just goes out and can have, like, when Louis back in the heyday, when people were ass to mouth and fucking and sucking and carrying on and all that stuff out in the Louis circuit. I mean, I was never that person. One night I was really drunk and did give somebody a blowjob, but that was once, and I was really drunk.
I never did it.
So, but that's what I'm thinking. What do y'all think? Do y'all think that being out in nature helps, especially if it's a place that leads to this, like it's a gay campground and it's clothing optional and it's men only?
I don't think I'm going to get into it, though, because like I don't do random hookups just like that. It's kind of scary.
Well, it's kind of scary, but...
Is that part of the appeal of it?
I think that might be some of the appeal of it. I mean, and you have to decide what level of protection if you're going to use and what are you going to do? I mean, is it just going to be blowjobs? If you're going to do anal penetration, are you using condoms? Are you using other methods of protection or whatever? I mean, is it just, do you just hang your ass out off a branch and just let everybody go at it or whatever? Because we have all types of people that are into different things that we know. Mm-hmm. And there's camping trips that happen here that go up there, that go to certain campgrounds here that are mainly just sex parties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I mean, either straight also. There is one in Porter. Remember?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's like swinger clubs for straight people and stuff.
And
I think it's just all about what you, but I also think at sometimes you need to just kind of let yourself go. So it'd be interesting to see how this would happen.
Me, I don't know. Maybe I should try. I don't know. I haven't done it. I just haven't done
outdoor sex. I get very self-conscious, so I think it'd be hard for me to do, but it'd be nice.
Ray,
to
you're pee shy. What about you're pee shy already? But more if it's, you know.
Well, I think it all depends. I think if I could get in the right mindset, it might be okay. But I usually can't get there.
What if you are wearing blindfolds and you don't know what's going on in your background?
Oh, no,
all?
I got to know what's going on. I got to know what's going on. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, control freak.
So, anyway.
Okay, let's. What do you guys think? Let us know if you've had sex in the woods. Let us know.
Okay. All right, on to the geek. I'm taking this one because this is my favorite one.
Okay.
The voice of Star Trek's computers could be coming to both Discovery and your phone. As an actress, Meryl Barrett's only recognizable role didn't really have her actually appear on camera. The wife of Gene Roddenberry, Star Trek's creator, provided the voice to the ship's computer on The Next Generation and subsequent films. God, I can't talk tonight. And TV series. And although Barrett passed away in 2008, her voice may live on in the future Trek series and possibly onto your smartphone. According to a tweet posted to the @Roddenberry Twitter account before she had passed in 2008, Majors' voice had been recorded phonetically. That allows the producers of future series and movies like the upcoming Star Trek Discovery to reassemble those initial syllables to say anything in the actress's voice. Meryl might no longer be with us, but she'll be able to live on through the fictional Star Trek Lara's operating system.
Elcars. Is it Elcars?
I've always called it Lars.
Lars?
Yeah. Because it's, I don't forget what it stands for now. Laser, crystal.
It's a computer, isn't it? Fictional Elcars is a computer within Star Trek chronology. But it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, it doesn't?
Oh, library computer access retrieval system.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gosh.
There you go. But there's also another acronym for it that I read somewhere before. In addition to the new series, it seems like Star Trek producers are also interested in putting Meryl's voice on your smartphone. At the moment, getting a custom voice for Siri on your iPhone requires you to jump through some less than Apple-approved hoops. But one day, the company could allow for third-party voices downloadable through the iTunes App Store, the same way it is done with the keyboards. Once that happens, why would you want any other than enterprise computer answering for you?
So, now that she's, her voice will live on. And that is awesome because I'm looking forward to the Star Trek Discovery.
Yeah.
When it comes out, it's going to be, you know, new series on Star Trek. And we're going to hear Major Barrett's again.
But and we won't have CW On Demand or CBS On
Access. CBS. But I thought it's going to be in Netflix.
I don't know.
A week after.
That. I think that you went back and I think that I saw that was for outside the U.S., but you said you were going to research that.
Let me see. Star Trek, Discovery, Netflix, movie, and series 1888. Oh, okay. Netflix to beam new CBS Star Trek series 1888. 188 countries around the world. Except the U.S.? Right. United States. Oh, U.S. U.S. Premiere. You're right. Excluding the U.S. and Canada?
Yeah, I told you.
That sucks. Because it's by design. They want us to buy it.
Yes, they want you to buy it. See? Haters.
Ah, that sucks. Anyway, so yeah, I'm looking forward to this and to hear her again because the way I remember it, the last time I remember her voice was in Voyager. Yeah, I think the last time I heard her voice was in Voyager.
I think they've done the movies with it too, using her voice. So,
okay. So, looking forward. What do you guys think? Are you guys geek enough to watch this? I don't know. I don't know if you guys are Trekkies or Star Wars fans. I don't know. Okay, right. So.
Well, Maynard, talk to us about your vanilla sex orgy.
My vanilla sex orgy? I really don't want to read this.
Do you even do it?
Go ahead and do this because I do not feel this article at all.
What is it like to experience a virtual reality orgy? 12 minutes is a very long time in the middle of a virtual reality orgy. Where do I look? Every time I move my head, playful, naked, writhing bodies loom out of a white billowing cloud of abstract space. They're looking right at me. They're all fucking. My swivel chair swings me around and around, and inside my headset, the world itself slowly turns upside down. There are bodies now above me and below me. All are smiling straight at me. I keep my hands still. I try to breathe. I try to set my face in a look of natural artistic appreciation in case anyone is watching me. This is my first sexual experience in VR, a real orgy filmed in 360 degrees, played around me in a virtual world, and I'm right in the middle. I'm arguably being very selfish, as I'm the only one here receiving and not giving. I can look, but I can't touch anybody except myself. I touch myself. I'm guessing a warehouse in South Trotham, London, surrounded by strangers on a Tuesday afternoon. It's neither the time nor the place. Am I a voyeur? Am I empowered? What the hell are the rules? Don't be a dick and don't be a pussy. It's simple, smiles Carr Gannett, the man leading me down this sexual rabbit hole. Gannett's orange dreadlocks tumble across his smiling face, which features multiple piercings. He's also the co-founder and creative technologist for Spheres VR and the creative behind the VR film Veins, French for cum, which I'm currently experiencing. He also has eyes firmly trained on the
Veins. I got it. Okay.
Trained on the radical possibilities of virtual reality, even if it does make him sound like a character from William Gibson's novel. We got to start thinking about what reality will be like when we are not limited by our human form, he tells me. With social VR, we are effectively going into the meta mind space. We'll be able to travel inside someone's mind in the same way as if traveling through their own room at home. Holoportation, Tinder will be the thing, and it will be happening next couple of years. My sex nymphs and veins are filmed to look straight at me. My brain believes I'm not just watching an orgy, but I'm participating in it. A belief in a hands-off way. Their smiles trigger an automatic positive impression in my brain, which is why, despite my attempt at a natural face, I can't help but smile back. The second spinoff of the possibility illusion is that my brain is well on its way to storing this in my real memory bank. It means that next time I'm actually in an orgy, I may already have a wealth of so-called experience to help me handle the situation. It doesn't just have great potential for fast-track learning. It also opens the new door to a whole new world of experimental sex. Whatever your kink or fetish, there's a whole new way to experience it, Gannett grins. Reality becomes whatever you perceive it to be. VR is the spatial and temporal storytelling. It's about changing your perception. Challenging stuff. We are pioneering consciousness. So, is this the future of sex? There have been many takes on this in the sci-fi movies that we've watched.
Yeah.
The first one was...
Demolition Man.
Well, no. The first one was... Logan's Run. Remember, they would slide through a hollow projector and the people would appear and he would say yay or nay to them.
Logan's Run?
Yep, Logan's Run. There's a scene where he's bored. That's how he meets the girl that he falls in love with in the thing. So is virtual intimacy more empowering for women, are more emotionally safe? And this was a woman that wrote this article, so it's coming from her point of view.
Oh, okay.
And think about how this would work if we have virtual porn. Because that's what it's going to take to make VR really take off. Just definitely. It has everything else.
Definitely, because it's interesting that because of the dawn of the internet also. And well, this could just be a game, by what he's playing. And you know, the VR, have you tried the VR goggles that I brought? You haven't tried it? Mike has tried it and played Pac-Man a little. And I tried looking at sharks with it. It's pretty cool. Imagine that you're wearing that and you're going to, you know, you're in the middle, like the girl was saying, she was being, or was she the girl? The girl is the one who's wearing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's in the middle of everything, and it's just, what it lacks, though, is the feeling. It's all visual for her, then. That's what happens when you do HoloLens or anything holographic. It's all visual right now.
Well, yeah, it's all visual. But isn't watching porn a visual thing?
It is, but this one's you're immersed into it. You are like a first person shooter. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're watching someone getting fucked. In this, you're in an angle that you are getting fucked. Mm-hmm. So, it is interesting. I don't know if it flies. I'm sure there are videos already being done.
How long do you think before the apps actually let you VR with somebody and have sex with them? Can you imagine that on Growler, all the hookup on Growler?
So what happens is you click on use HoloLens, and then they'll be Growler will be selling these VR glasses, VR goggles. And if you buy it, and then there's a button, activate.
Well, no, I think that's the whole thing. Is
activate VR goggles, and then you put in your goggles, and then you see each other. And then probably naked too. But then why do you do that? Can't you do that with FaceTime already?
Yeah, but now you can actually move around.
Oh, that's true. Move around, but then if you move around, yeah, I guess how do you maneuver there? You'd be staring at each other. How do you
I mean, move? You can walk around and almost kind of reach out and try to touch him and stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, but like I said, it's visual. I don't know the touch yet, unless they
have
the gloves
thing.
But think
of the porn applications. I mean, you can go
definitely
into a porn scene and watch it from 360 degrees, get in close on something that you want to see. Because what frustrates me sometimes in porn movies, there's something I really like that's going on, and then the camera changes angle or juiced or different perspective.
Yes.
And it's like, wait a minute, go back. It was just getting good.
You know what, Ray? You have an excellent point. You may be seeing a video because it's 3D, and then your goggles, and then you walk around it and see the angles that you want to see. Like you want it, you know, you want to go directly how the dick goes inside the butt.
Yeah.
You actually look into it, not from afar. You can actually, then you go around and see the butt, moving. You're right. Yes, you can with these technology, but that is as a voyeur. But being with another partner, I don't know. I guess there are lots of applications you can do with this, especially with porn. And you know what? That's what's going to drive this. You know what happened to VHS and Betamax?
Yeah.
Where porn went, it went VHS. VHS went. Yeah.
What made DVDs go?
What? No. How about HD DVD versus Blu-ray? Porn went to Blu-ray. Forgot about it. And then HD DVD went away. You know, there was a competing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, you said DVD back then. DVD versus what?
Well, DVD versus Blu-ray.
Oh, then it went Blu-ray. Well,
everything's
HD DVD. Yeah. They're saying besides the DVD, the regular DVD, there was another format called HD DVD and Blu-ray, and HD DVD was by Microsoft, and Blu-ray was by Sony. And then I think I'm not sure, guys. Just correct me if you email me. And then the porn industry went Blu-ray. So goodbye, HD DVD.
And now everything's pretty much streaming.
Yes.
Most people don't even buy porn online anymore. They go log onto a site and watch it.
Yeah, and many of them like Chatterbait. Chatterbait is awesome. It would be perfect for this because you'll be watching people in different angles. Oh, that is awesome. If somebody
now, the question is, you got to have the cameras and all the equipment to be able to do this.
If you're going to do it, you'd have to do it right. You have to have a 360-degree camera set. Yeah, we're still good.
So, interesting. Okay, y'all let us know what you think. Do you think VR sex is the next big thing?
Okay, I added a new story here because I heard this on the story review today, and then I found out. And it's on the Gay Geek Bizarre website. So, teen reportedly dies from his girlfriend's hickey. Now, this is dangerous. This is also a public service announcement. Be careful with hickeys.
I thought that was a stupid story. That's why I didn't post it.
It's Huffington Post, so it's got to be good. It's Huffington Post. It's not fake.
It's Huffington Post.
A hickey turned out to be the kiss of death for a 17-year-old boy in Mexico City, Julio Macias. Gonzalez suffered a stroke that doctors reportedly think was caused by hickey from his 24-year-old girlfriend, according to The Independent. The teen had convulsions during a family dinner and then died. The woman's skin sucking could have created the blood clot that traveled into Julio's brain and led to the stroke, according to Hoyastado.com. His girlfriend, who was not publicly identified, is reportedly in hiding. Oh my gosh,
his family gonna kill her.
Sources told Hoyastado.com that Julio's parents were already upset over a relationship due to the age difference, and then she killed him. Oh my god, that is so horrible. Hickeys usually just cause blemishes to the skin and occasionally the reputation, but there have been reports of more serious physical damages. In 2010, the New Zealand Medical Journal wrote up the case of a 44-year-old woman who was rushed to the hospital after losing movement in her arm under mysterious circumstances. At first, doctors couldn't figure out why the woman was having a stroke. Eventually, they noticed a bruise in her neck and figured out that the suction on a major artery created a blood clot that caused a minor stroke. The woman survived. So, Ray, when's the last time you had a hickey?
The first time I ever got one, and my mom saw it.
Oh, my God. So, what happened?
Last time ever.
Did she give you a hard time?
I almost went to the hospital and died.
Oh, because she spanked you so
she's
hard.
About ready to kill me, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
I was like, Ray! I was like, oh, my God.
Did you have sex again? Oh, yeah. When's the last time I had
a hickey?
Yeah. I can't even remember. I must have been in high school or must have been in college. I can't remember. But that is one thing I would never ever want. Because, yeah, for medical reasons and, you know, the stigma of you. What if you go to work? You go to work and you have a hickey. So that's kind of embarrassing.
Well, I'm not Latino, so I don't go to work with hickeys.
Oh, okay.
Like some.
Wait a second. You were younger than you went to school with hickey?
I was a teenager.
Yes, you went to school with a hickey.
Yes.
And everybody saw. What did everybody see? Say.
Well, everybody was like, ooh.
I can't.
And out here, like in Houston, because all the Latino culture here, hickeys are like, you see these guys and girls working, just drive through a McDonald's. They'd be like somebody, a vampire, then got a hold of them and about suck them dry.
Oh, God. That is
some of them.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's not healthy. It's pain. It's painful. And I don't like it.
I don't know what is painful about it.
Wait,
I like
second.
To leave marks, but they're where you can't see them. So.
When was the last time you made the hickey?
I'm not going to say that.
Oh, okay, all right. So. But it's within the past 10 years, right?
But let's put it this way. You don't see them unless you have your clothes off.
Good point. So. That's the way you do it. All right, I hope you guys enjoyed the stories today. Thanks to Caesar for posting this the great articles on facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
If you want to leave us give us a call and leave us a voicemail, you can call us at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327.
Yes. Yeah, we haven't had a call for some time now.
We've never had a call yet.
Give us a call. It'd be great to hear from you guys. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I haven't been posting on Twitter. I keep forgetting. And we're also in SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. And go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you guys for listening. And we'll catch you guys in the next episode of Gay Geek Bizarre. Bye.